Edition of the Investigative Journal, and I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for 2 solid hours, 11 to 1, every day on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And also, you can listen to me at 12.180 shortwave, as well as satellite, and for maybe a day or so. If you want to listen on the internet because of some turmoil going on at the network with the website, you can go to 911blog.org. And they're streaming RBN until a new website gets put up. I was notified. So don't worry. Things will be back to normal soon, and you'll get the great, same great guests and the same great shows on RBN, so just be patient. But we're still broadcasting, and like I said, if you want to go to the Internet, 911blog.org is carrying the stream, and you can listen live. And you're going to want to listen today because we're going to update a story that I've been covering for some time now. With a gentleman from Europe named Leo Zagami, and his story has now really captured a number of other journalists who are picking up his story. And we're going to talk about something that Leo wanted to do in both Europe and America together, and he's calling it the Worldwide Tour of Hope. And let me tell you this, it's gaining a life of its own as people are responding from all corners of the globe. Only 1 week after it was officially announced by Leo. He's a former high-level Illuminati insider and recent defector of the truth. And I'll tell you what, we've got calls and people starting groups all over the country, and we want to use this program today to help you to get involved, because the real key here is to get open debate on an issue that's been hidden from the American people for hundreds of years. And Leo has helped from his vantage point of being a high-level member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. And everyone loves to discuss what these secret societies are all about, but it's really good to hear it from an insider. And you get a lot of information from Leo, and I've gotten so many emails thanking me for bringing him on. And he'll be with us in about 2 or 3 minutes once I get finished with this opening short segment for the next 2 hours. And you can call us at 800-313-9443. And I just want to mention that you can call us and talk about how to get involved with this Tour of Hope. It's a pretty simple process, but one that Leo's going to explain a little bit of his organizational abilities and how we're going to organize this so people can network all across the country. And also involving some speeches from patriots, including Leo, myself, and others who want to get involved in this. And I think it would really be a timing. The timing is right. Well, let me mention this. I wanted to talk about the Bush administration for a minute. And they are bound and determined to attack Iran, igniting a powder keg of war throughout the world. As war drums begin pounding on Capitol Hill, they will be matched soon with a media blitz spreading anti-Iranian hysteria and disinformation. So I want you to know what they're going to do. Now, there's been talk about this invasion in Iran a long time, but Bush and his people are bound and determined to escalate this war. And to demonstrate how the U.S. will justify another illegal invasion, General Leonid, and I can't pronounce this, it's spelled I-V-A-S-H-O-V, and he's the vice president of the Academy on Geopolitical Affairs. He wrote this, and I'm going to just tell you what he wrote in a minute and what you have to look out for. Then we're going to get to Leo Zagami back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington,
walk until peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and before I get to my guest, Leo Zagami, and we're going to talk about that tour of hope where everyone in this country and around the world can get involved in a very good cause, I wanted to mention what General Leonid Ivashov, Vice President of the Academy on Geopolitical Affairs, had to say about what he thinks is going to happen in the next few weeks regarding the war in Iran. It's very important. And he says, within weeks from now, we'll see the informational warfare machine start working. The public opinion is already under pressure. There will be a growing anti-Iranian militaristic hysteria, new information leaks, disinformation. The probability, now listen to this, of a U.S. aggression against Iran is extremely high. And he says this, it does remain unclear, however, whether the U.S. Congress is going to authorize the war. It may take a provocation to eliminate this obstacle, and he says an attack on Israel or the U.S. targets, including military bases, or perhaps even nuclear detonations in America. The scale of the provocation may be comparable to the 9/11 attack in New York. Then the Congress will certainly say yes to the U.S. president. Now, there's one thing you got to understand, that Bush is even looking right now for ways to bypass congressional authority for this war, and he recently made an announcement that right now Iranian troops are killing U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Now, what does that mean? That means Bush can piggyback Iran onto the authority that Congress gave for the Iraqi war and basically enter Iran by piggybacking on the Iraqi war because of their involvement in supposedly, in quotes, killing U.S. soldiers in Iraq. So you see what they're trying to do. Any way possible, they're going to escalate this war, and you don't believe a word that Nancy Pelosi or any of those Democrats say because they're in Bush's pocket as well. So keep an eye on that, folks, because it's a huge story. Also in the background, remember Charlie Rangel from New York. What did he just do? He proposed his draft bill. Now, he proposed a bill where everyone from 18 to 42 in the United States, woman and man, can be eligible for the draft, no deferments. And if you don't get called for military service overseas, they can use you for civil service in America. And what's that going to be? To man the concentration camps against your own people? You must stop these people immediately. And go to my website tomorrow, because I'll have this story up. And there's also a link that you're going to see on the site, because I put in a whole bunch of pictures. Before the Vatican-led New World Order uses the U.S. Army to blow Iran off the face of the globe, look at these images of Iran, never seen in the mainstream media. And I put a link there, and there's a whole bunch of pictures of a beautiful country that you never see here. And basically, when you see Iran here depicted on the mainstream media, it's usually a group of dissidents in the street yelling and screaming and spreading American hatred, when in fact, it's a whole different ballgame if you go there. And these pictures really depict what Iran is like, and it looks to me like it's a beautiful, beautiful country. Well, anyway, let me get to my one last thing. I think if you put it up to a vote in the people of Iran, the people in Iraq, and the people in America, and the people in Israel, no one wants this war except the warmongers in every one of those countries. So we're going to get to my guest, Leo Zagami. Leo, how are you today?
Very well, very well. Indeed, I'm glad that I'm back here to talk more about the Tour of Hope. It's coming together. The idea is to put a committee of six people, then this six at least. Then they can be more than six people. For example, in Atlanta, our friend Glenn has put together his whole office, which is about 12 people. And we have in other cities people who are doing similar things. The idea is after to sign a charter between the members. It's not a binding in any way. It's just a charter of the foundation of the Tour of Hope committee. And at that point, to send us in the names of the members of the committee so we can keep a track list of what's going on in each city, and then they will go further by organizing, finding the right venues for the Tour of Hope and for our spreading of the truth around the United States and even well above the United States, because offers are arriving also from abroad, and we're going to, in the future, also go from being only in the United States as a Tour of Hope to also go abroad as a worldwide Tour of Hope. So what do you think, Glenn? Are you happy how things are going?
Oh, you know something. I've got. I told last time you were on. I put out your website and also a way for people to contact me. And I've just gotten a flood of emails. I've already gotten a person in Atlanta who's put together more than six people. And his question was this: we want you to come out there and speak. We want us to. We want to grow. But how do we organize it right now? So he's sitting there with all these people in Atlanta that want to do something. I'm going
to
rely on...
In front of a table, all together, a round table if possible, because nobody's prevailing on top of anybody else. These are round tables, what we are creating, where everybody is the same as everybody else on the table. Just by signing their name in and becoming part of this Committee of Hope structure around the United States. And also around the world, because this is what we did in Oslo. In Oslo, we have structured this on the 15th of January officially. Then we have had we had our own first meeting on the 15th of January, and since then we had been meeting already another three times, and it's coming together very well in a way that the Committee of Hope is also a possibility for people to discuss things, because people need to come together and discuss what's happening in the United States. It's a very bad situation, but I think that we have had the first signs, positive signs, last Saturday with all of what went on in New York and elsewhere in the United States.
Are you there? Hello? I think we lost Leo for a moment, but Chris in the back, my producer, will get Leo back on, and we'll get that connection straight. But just let me talk about the Tour of Hope again. Glenn H. Wright in Atlanta asked me, he said, I've got more than six people for a committee right now. We're all together. We want this to work. How do we do this? At this point, what I think we should do, I'll tell Glenn to send the names of the people and to organize his Atlanta group. And in the meantime, I'll put him in touch with Leo. And then what? Oh, and Leo's back. And Leo,
I'm back.
Okay,
finally.
Good.
Well,
and what I was saying while you were gone was that Glenn Wright from Atlanta emailed me and has more than six people. And he says, what do I do now?
Also, I phoned him up recently, so to speak with him, and he seems to be a very nice chap. As I said, he has put together his whole office together, and I think also there is other people. Oliver in New York is trying to do the same. So there is different people in different parts of the United States. I can't name them all, but we will try to name them all once we have a clear list of all the heads. Because obviously, a roundtable, somebody has to take the responsibility of being the secretary. And the secretary
I've got a number of people, and I'd say from at least seven other states that definitely want to do this, and we'll put something together. So what I'm going to do is get it all to you, and then maybe we should even get a website going someday and get all this organized.
I think also the idea of doing a charter in the old way, Greg, is important, where everybody puts their signing on a paper that signifies the first meeting of every committee. It's very important to do also these acts. You have to understand that it's important to follow tradition if we want to front this big game in front of us.
That's a good point.
We need to be as traditional as the opponent.
Right. And why don't we, for a minute, explain exactly what the real purpose of this, the Tour of Hope, is. Who are we fighting? They're well organized, and I like what you just said about let's organize in the traditional way so they know that there's an opposition out here that's willing to fight them the way they want to fight us. So tell us really the purpose. What the real purpose behind this? I mean, it's all truth seekers around the world, but tell us in your mind why you think this is important. What's the real purpose in your mind?
Well, for example, many people have recently heard of Templars, Rosicrucians, Freemasons, all this, but they can't really puzzle it all in the same puzzle. We will give the links, we will structure the whole thing in a way that they will understand what's going on in our Tour of Hope. For example, the Rosicrucians. Rosicrucians are the ones we know also as the Illuminati, and the Rosicrucians are the ones who are in direct contact with the Jesuits. And a typical example of this was Giuseppe Balsamo, Conte di Cagliostro, who always was going around in the 18th century, always with a Jesuit next to him before the French Revolution started. Actually, it was the 17th century. And so by doing this, by trying to understand historically a bit more about our surroundings, and what the Illuminati are and who they're dealing with and how Freemasonry is all manipulated by them and by the Jesuits and by this new world order that is coming in, we can fight this new world order because we will bring in also other speakers, other people that will be able to bring the news and to bring the truth, the real news, across to the people, that there is a real freedom out there, and we only have to grasp it by getting rid of this oppression system. This oppression system that has been born there, and is born there hundreds of years ago, with a guy, especially in the Jesuit system, called Athanasius Kircher. Athanasius Kircher was one of the fathers of the Jesuit order, secret fathers, and basically this guy is still worshipped nowadays in a place called Mentorella. La Mentorella is a church near Rome where even the Pope went as soon as he got elected. Have you ever heard of this church, Greg?
No, I haven't, but let's come back. I want to talk more about this and why it's important to connect all these dots. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, welcome back to the Investigative Journal this Tuesday. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and one program note before I get back to my guest, Leo Zagami. There has been a little turmoil over the RBN website, and that's being cleared up very quickly. I've been told to make this announcement. There'll be a new website up at www.republicbroadcasting.org, and that should be up in about 48 hours. And secondly, in between that time, take down these IP addresses, and you can get the 32-bit stream, the 16K stream, and the 8K stream this way. So I'm going to say it slowly. The IP address to get the 32K stream is 216.240.133.177 :2005. Now, it would be the same IP address for the 16K stream, but :2007. And for the 8K stream, it's :2009. So if you have it, write that down. I'm going to also put that up on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. You know where to get me there, so I'll put those numbers up as soon as I can. So you can access your favorite broadcasters the rest of the day at that spot. We're also at 12 1.80 shortwave and also on the satellite broadcast all around the world. So we are getting that straightened out. Also, I wanted to mention that you can also go to 911.org. And you can access the live broadcast. They're streaming Republic Broadcasting Network until this problem with the Internet is cleared up. So don't worry about it. Oh, I've also been told that the archives will be back to normal soon, and you'll be able to access free, as you always have over the years, the free archives, which many people like, very soon. So everything will be back to normal as quickly as possible, I am told. Okay. Leo Zagami, what a story you've given us. I mean, in this country, I've had so much reaction from this. I mean, people, there's a couple new articles I saw up on the Internet about you from people that have also thanked me for bringing you to the public eye in America. We were talking about your real purpose behind this, and I think it's really caught on quickly. I mean, 800-313-9443 if you want to know how to get involved in the Tour of Hope. And I think the real key to this is it's not only providing information, it is providing a real close connection between the people in this country and in the world who all want to fight this evil Illuminati. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are coming together more and more, and the situation is getting more and more positive thanks to the positive use of the Internet, because the Internet can be used for the evil, but can also be used for the good. So I hope this is a good chance we have to use it for the good, and people coming together in different countries now more and more with this Committee of Hope idea is a very positive thing. As I said before, it's important to know your history, to know where you going, but I'm not a judge personally myself as a researcher. I'm more of an activist who wants to be of help for the people, because I was involved personally. That is my own agenda. I was involved personally, as you know, in these secret societies, and I want people to understand what they are really, so they don't make the mistake of joining them themselves or be manipulated by them.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And, you know, in the couple minutes here before this break, let's get back to that church in Italy you were telling me about. Explain that story.
La Mentorella is a church which is just outside Rome, on top of the hills, and the heart of Athanasius Kircher and some other senior Jesuits are burnt under the buried under the altar in this church, and it's a very holy place dedicated to the Black Mary. The Black Mary is usually in the cult, in the pagan tradition, the Gnostic tradition, is the goddess Isis, and we know that the Jesuits are very devoted to the goddess Isis. So all the popes went there, and this particular church also has a particular history, because it had a donor who was involved with the aristocracy from Poland. So there is a whole link with Poland, and also John Paul II had a very particular link with La Mentorella, because he used to go there before becoming Pope very often, and also after he became Pope, he went there very often, and it was a centenary of Polish connection with the Polish church, and La Mentorella was celebrated there in the end of the 60s. So, I mean, there is a big, long connection with the Jesuits in this church, who is actually a hidden treasure, because the Jesuits in this church is not really a church. It's a pagan temple disguised as a church. So it's that's where they go and do their sacrifices, their rituals. We know that Isis, for the yearly sacrifices, wants a sacrifice of a donkey. So you have to sacrifice yearly a donkey and on the altar of Isis. And this is what Apuleius also tells in his tales. So Athanasius Kircher was one of the fathers of the Jesuit order, and in a way also the one who spread the arts of alchemy and all the rest. And then Rosicrucians took on from people like Athanasius Kircher, and I think the music is coming in, so maybe...
Yeah, okay, Leo, just hold it right there, hold that thought. We'll get back with Leo Zagami after this short break on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and I wanted to emphasize this, that I wanted my American listeners to know that this show and RBN's listened all over the world. People have contacted me from literally most every country that I could think of, in Africa, all over Australia, and I want to just read something here. I'm a listener in Australia. Hi, Greg. I was wondering if I may order Terry Lee's CD. You have posted on your website, and can I get involved in the Tour of Hope? And yes, you can buy Terry Lee's CD if you go to arcticbeacon.com, and I'll explain it. It's all there on the website. That's How to Become a Sovereign Citizen. And you can get involved in the Tour of Hope. We're going to take down your name and get in touch with you. Perino Mema, that's the name in Australia, wants to get involved. And he also says this: it also appears that we cannot get your download files right now. Will you be back up again for us to access your shows? I have been a listener for a long time, and there are many others down here who listen every day, and we want to hear your shows again. So, yes, you can, Perino. Let me explain how. There's a little turmoil with the website, which is going to be resolved within 48 hours. Republicbroadcasting.org is the new website. And in the meantime, there's an IP address where you can click on and get the 32K stream at 216.240 IP.133.177:2005. For the 16K stream, it's the same IP address, :2007, and for the 8K stream, :2009. So that's how you can do it. And the archives are going to be up shortly, so don't worry about it. Getting the truth out is not easy. And I'll tell you what, there's been such response since we've had this problem on the website of people wanting to get what's happening, where can we listen, and please don't go off the air. So we're not, and it's just going to take a little bit of time, and I will tell you this, that good always prevails, and we will be back up broadcasting as usual, although we are broadcasting as usual, just a little bit of a technical thing. Also, if you want to go to www.911.org.com, they're streaming Republic Broadcasting Network in lieu of this problem for the next 48 hours or so. Also, 12.180 shortwave and also satellite all over the world. So don't worry, we're going to be here, and we're having an effect. And this story with Leo Zagami is really catching on throughout the country. I've gotten so many calls and emails to start the Tour of Hope committees all over the country, as well as all over the world. And if you want to get involved and you're listening right now, 800-313-9443. Leon, there's so much to talk about. I guess I want to get your comments about this the Iranian invasion that everyone's talking about. In the past, when you were with the Monte Carlo Lodge, was this their plan, always to use the U.S. Army right now? And what did you hear about the eventual Iranian invasion?
Yes, they eventually want to create chaos all over the Middle East. They want to create 5 years of absolute chaos. So we wake up one day in a complete nightmare after all this will be taking off even more. Well, the nightmare will continue because already Iraq is a nightmare, but Iran could be even a further nightmare. So I think that this was always discussed, especially with people like Michael Leiden leading the way towards evil, and people like them who want to always push forward the idea of war because they can sell weapons. But also, there was a very interesting episode. The Grand Lodge of Iran in Exile, who is based in Los Angeles, recently as 1 year ago, asked a charter to be reformed officially. So always under the sun of the Shah of Persia, and to reform this Grand Lodge and to reoperate it. That means that all the old CIA people who were thrown out of Iran at the time are all preparing in with the Grand Lodge of Iran in exile for this future invasion of Iran, because that's what they need to do. Now they have to take over of the whole show. And we know also that it's a show with Ahmadinejad that is one of their puppets, so the whole show is just something that we will see developing in the next few months. For the only people who make a good deal out of it are the people who are selling weapons, as we know, Greg. So that is how it is, unfortunately. So apart from that, I don't see anything good out of it.
Yeah, you know, the thing I think we need to make clear to the American people, because there's so much confusion and disinformation that's
this
spread here.
This is part of the Jesuit Crusade, Greg. Jesuit Crusade, you know what it means. It's a crusade into the Middle East that the Vatican wants to do and destroy everything possible, especially the whole of the mosque in the Middle East, if possible, because they are not stopping in front of anything.
Right, and so what they do is create this hatred through the use of the media and the use of these phony terrorist attacks that are sponsored by the same people who call themselves patriots in this country. And what they try to do then is create this hatred among the masses so that they can justify this war. And I wanted to make it very clear that, of course, there are people in Iran and Iraq and Israel who work for these people. And yes, they do use Muslims to terrorize, but do you know what? It is basically a plan. They the real Muslims, the real people, the real Israelis, the real American patriots do not want this war, and millions and millions, I say millions of people, are being hoodwinked by this method of terror that they devised. And I wanted to be clear about that, and you know that as well as I do, that they have infiltrated Iran and Iraq as well, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely, at the highest level. So they're all puppets in the hands of these manipulators. The people who are ruling the country is not even one government or the other. It's just the control of oil and of weapons that is interested in the hands of these businessmen from hell, definitely.
Yep, and I like that businessmen from hell is a good term. And I think this tour of hope is designed to wake people up to this fact so that we understand that we, you know, the American people and the Israeli people and the Muslim people can all live in harmony. There's enough to share, and it should be known that the majority of the Muslim people outside of these dictators,
well, I had
people do not
meetings.
Want to destroy America. They are behind America. That's the key to this story. And do you agree with that?
Well, I had meetings with the Iranian brothers inside Freemason lodges. One of them was Timur Quazard in London. But from what I understand, these people in exile who want to reconquer now Iran, they don't care anything about religion. They are completely just caring about the business. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, there is. I mean, also the ones who saying they're caring about religion, they're all manipulated by the intelligence. And this, we see that every day, also in Lebanon. What's happening in Lebanon is really a disgrace every day. People get killed, but like in Iraq and everywhere in the Middle East, because this is just a game of secret services and nothing to do with religion, absolutely nothing.
And the one real key thing here to understand is that I think the average person in Europe will understand a little bit more, because they've been subjected to this tyranny for much longer than America. I think what I'm getting at is that America, how they view, and tell me if I'm wrong, I think they view us as a group of people who are basically, just let them work, let them have a little bit of wealth, let them have what their toys, let them have their sports. But you know what? Keep them dumbed down to the point where they don't know anything. So when this happens, we will be similar to what happened to the German people, just completely taken blindsided by what really is going on. Would you say I'm on the right path there?
I think it happened the first time with the Roman Empire, and it went down the drain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have a long history of this kind of things happening, especially with Germany, we saw what happened, but we also saw that after the war, the people who took on the traditions of the SS and the traditions of the Nazi Germany were the American CIA and the OSS. So we saw that America has picked up completely on the Nazi traditions, because they want to emulate Adolf Hitler and want to create the ultimate dictatorship. So
right.
I'm not astonished at all that soon we will have not only concentration camps like Guantanamo Bay, but also we will have worse than that, where they will also persecute but also kill people at the same time. This might already be in action already now.
Yeah, and to tie this together with reality, we have a president and his family who we can document through our national archives, through the U.S. congressional record, have Nazi connections and have had strong
absolutely.
Nazi connections. So, what more do the American people need to know? Why don't they get up and just revolt? How smart
the
are
media,
these people to keep this revolt from happening?
The media, they have a firm grip over the media, Greg. We are on a free media here, and we are very honored to be able to speak to the American people in freedom and peace. But it's not easy in America to speak in freedom and peace. And so I think that we have to elaborate a bit on the situation when it comes down to the American media. They are the biggest brainwashing operation ever, together with Hollywood.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think that if the Vatican has complete control over them, like they have at the moment, this little help we can give to the American people, if not with events like the Tour of Hope. The Tour of Hope is an independent event. It's something that is born out of our courage to front these institutions and possibly to see something better and a betterment of humankind.
Yeah, and that's the and the reason why I'd love to get this thing, and I think it seems like if I could use your organizational skills and use your knowledge of how they operate on the other side, that maybe, you know, with the response we've gotten in the last 2 weeks, I think this thing could grow, and if we can make it a reality, it'd be interesting, because I think there's so many people that
people are marching against Bush in the streets. We have to gather them to talk together, to find solutions, to find who really are the people who are responsible for 9/11.
Yeah, and the key is not just to march one day and then everybody go back to normal, is to have a place where you can go back and continually organize and gain people and create grassroots groups who really want, like you said, to get to the bottom of who killed the people on 9/11. Who really are these people? Not spending the rest of our life trying to act as Perry Mason lawyers, trying to bring them to justice. You know, we need to out them, and if the American justice system doesn't work, then we need to create another one that does work.
Absolutely, and I will suggest also the people that belong to our committees start also by a process of meeting regularly and also talking with each other, but also creating speeches where members of the committee can have their own moment in which they describe, because everybody has their own personal experiences about what's going on, and it's good if everybody shares them with each other so we can have a common understanding of what we need to go and find solutions then.
Right. You have a personal experience. I just wanted, for the last few minutes before this, we go into this break, tell us when you finally decided to go public and confront these people from the other side, tell us how they came down on you.
Well, as I said, already at the beginning I wanted to go public already from 3 years ago about what was going on within the orders, but they stopped me from totally leaving them. I was only able to leave them completely in June of this year because they still were able to control various parts of my life. Now I'm totally independent from the order. I have my own life, my own family, my own job, my own everything. I don't depend from any job from the order or anything. And I decided to go out because it's not an easy process, especially when you have a family and you risk your life and the life of your family because these people are assassins. So I decided the best way was to go public and to actually use my talent as a showmanship man to bring it out to the people, because that's what they were fearing. I was a man of propaganda. I was in it because I was very clever with people. I was able to manipulate people, but this was something that I wanted to do, to use my characteristics for the good of the world, not for the bad. Well, when I went out, I understood that there was the possibility they would kill me. So by going public, this is the only way I can keep myself alive, is to be in the eyes of the public.
And they did come to your house in Norway, correct?
Yes, they came with the police. They tried to scare me. I don't understand who these people were who called the police and got them here. They were definitely not my friends, neither the friends of my wife. They tried to scare us. They threatened us that they wanted to take the kids from us if I didn't stop with my website. So I finally managed to react in a positive way. And thanks to what has been happening in the media, I think when I brought it out, thanks to you also, Greg, they haven't harassed me anymore at the moment. And they are very scared of doing it because they know that I'm reacting all the way this time. I'm not going to let them have any possibility of locking me in or arresting me or anything. I'm going to have all the defense possible by the legal system and use it at my advantage.
Yeah, and, you know, if I could just reiterate, they did send some agents over to Leo's house in Norway, threatened to take his children away, and scare him.
Yeah, two police agents and child care and an intelligence officer. The child care woman, very senior child care officer, and, you know, there was also two big policemen. They really threatened me in a bad way, and it was very, not very happy days. It was a very sad moment in my life I had to front, and very difficult one. But thanks to the people out there, I'm managing much better than when I was on my own.
And I think people,
when I was on my own, they arrested me three times, Greg, and three times they tortured me, they throw me into mental asylums, they got me, locked me up in prison for 24 hours in a cold cell. You know, they beat me up several times. You know,
and then they sent you, after that, they sent you back to Monte Carlo and tried to convince you to stay with them, correct?
Every time, yes. They will always offer me a better villa, a better swimming pool, a better yacht where to chill out, you know. So that was my way of getting refunded, usually, for all this mess.
Okay,
but I didn't want to be with them anymore.
Let's take a break. We'll come back after this short break with Leo Zagami on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Long time.
Short time in this hour left, but we got another hour coming up with Leo Zagami. And if you want to call us, 800 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And in this short segment, 4 or 5 minutes, Leo, let's, you know, in this country, there's so much debate about 9/11 in the alternative media, and people all around the world. Tell us how deep this really goes. Who really gave the orders for this, and from what you know, and in your opinion, who gave the order, and how deep does 9/11 really go?
Well, 9/11 goes all the way up to the Vatican and to the general of the Jesuits and to the Pope. The especially the connection with Cossiga, the Gladio connection with Comandante Balestrieri and other people from the P2 like Licio Gelli that have always been manipulating the strategy of tension and have always thought that to ultimately control America in the fascist way they had to clamp down on laws, and the only way they could do it was by creating these false flag attacks, these terrorist attacks that obviously work out very well for establishing Nazism in your country. The Jesuit symbol is on top of it, I can say.
Now, Balestrieri, what's his full name?
Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri.
Tell us what he does in New York. Yeah, so he's the connection.
Club, I will nickname it the Robbery Club, not the Robbery Club.
In New York,
it's a good one.
And he, according to your knowledge, is a connection between the United States fascists, including Bush and the rest of them, and
Vatican. Now he's supporting Hillary Clinton for the next elections.
Ah, I wonder why.
Well, you see, Hillary is a very good disciple of the beast, as we can say. So
Balestrieri works in New York. He connects the dots between Rome and here. And when you were in Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, did you hear talk about 9/11 way prior to this, to let you know that he knew about it prior?
Absolutely, absolutely. They totally know that the 9/11 is an operation to control America by the stick. That is nothing new for the Monte Carlo Lodge people. They know exactly what it means to control people by using strategy of tension like they did in Italy, in Bologna, in Piazza Fontana, with the killing of Aldo Moro. I think that we will see much more of terror in the next few years in America. As long as they keep on putting down this kind of actions, they will be sure that at the end of the day, before 2010, they can make everybody under their control like sheep, you know? Want everybody to be quiet sheep, not anybody indulging in something opposite them. The IHS,
you know, Leo, the reason that you know, people need to hear this, I lived in your country for 6 years, during the time, in fact, I was there when Aldo Moro was killed. I was there during many of the terrorist attacks. And I'll tell you what, they used your country, I saw it up close and personal, as a test country for what they're going to do here. So, Americans, please, this comes from eyewitness testimony, not just rumor. Am I pretty on the ball there?
No, absolutely. It's totally true, 100%, and I can guarantee you that you will see much more before 2012.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, Leo, so you stand by. It's only a couple minutes, and we're going to come back on the other side of the hour. More with Leo Zagami, more on the Investigative Journal, back in about 2 minutes.